The following are the continued questions from the Bhavan Journal, answered by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 29, 1976, at the New Vrindavan Farm Community.
Smoke, this is those, and they are smoking before teacher. No offense. Well, what do you expect from such students? Anyone civilized. This is not civilized. No tapasya, no brahmachari. Poor the monk, the tapasya begins from brahmachari. Tapasya brahmachari, samena, to control. Brahmachari guru grihe, vasan dantha. How to control senses? That is the beginning of life, not ABCD, learning. And may your character may be less than an animal, and you have got a degree of university, you become a learning man. No, that is not accepted. Even from moral instruction, who is educated? And that is described by Chanakya Pandit. Māsrivat paradāreṣu, paradambeṣu, lastrava, āsava, sarvapūrī, japaśat, savan. Here is Pandit. Here is Arendt. Pandita samadarshana, vidyāvināya sampanne, brahmanīna. Here is Arendt. Not this degree holder. The degree holder, he has no tapasya, he has no character. And his knowledge is called māyāpuritaṅgyāna. Although he has learned so many things, but Maya has taken away his knowledge. He's a rascal, he's an animal. This is Vedic civilization.
Question number 12. What is the role of rituals in religion? Are they to be discouraged as it is being advocated by some reformist, or are they to be encouraged? If so, in what form? What is the role of rituals in religion?
Ritual is a practice based on tapasya. Unless one undergoes the ritualistic ceremony, he remains unclean. But in this age, because it is practically impossible to induce people to take all the ritualistic processes, therefore it is recommended to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. There is special advantage of this age that by constant chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he automatically becomes purified. That is the recommendation given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chetadatmanamadhanam, beginning is cleansing the heart, because we are impure on account of dirty things within our heart, accumulated life after life in the animalistic way of life. So, everything, advancement of spiritual life, culture, tapasya, means cleansing the heart. So this process, chanting the Mahamantra, the first installment of benefit is cleansing the heart. Cetadatpanamajanam. And when the heart is cleansed, then he becomes eligible for being free from the clutches of Maya or the materialistic way of life. When he understands that he is not this body, his spirit soul, his business is different, and he understands that I am engaged only in this bodily comforts of life, it is not at all essential, because it will change. Today I am in American body, I have got so many duties, as America. Tomorrow I may be an American dog body. Immediately my duty changes. So, that is not my real business. My real business is how to elevate myself as spirit soul to the spiritual world. Back to home, back to Godhead, then it changes. Chaitanya Bhagavan, then this materialistic activity stop. He is no one interested. This is simply waste of time. That is knowledge. Then I am simply acting for the benefit and comfort of the body. This is simply waste of time. I must act spiritually. And that is called Chaitanya-dharpana-marjana, cleansing the heart. He is wrongly working on the basis of bodily concept of life. That illusion is over. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna. This is the first instruction. Chaitanya-dharpana-marjana. Bhava Mahadhava-angenidbhava. Then he is in the process to stop the blazing fire of material existence. Then, vidyavadhu jivanam, anandamati vardhanam. Then the ocean of transcendental bliss increases. Anandamati vardhanam, sarvatmanam, sapanam, whole self, blissful life. Param vijayate, Sri Krishna Sankti, all glory in the chanting of Krishna Sankti.
The next question kind of relates a little bit in the same direction. Question 13. There are various sanskaras prescribed in the life of a Hindu, right from his birth to death.
Yeah.
Many of these sanskaras are not being observed today. Should they be revived?
Sanskara, the real aim is to bring the rascal to the platform of knowledge. That is called sanskara. Janmana jayate sudra. By birth, everyone is the same. Sudras, means without any knowledge. But the sanskara means to sudra, rascal without any knowledge of spiritual life, to gradually bring him to the spiritual platform. That is called sanskara. And sanskara bhavidvija. That is essential. The human life is the opportunity for understanding what he is and what is the aim of his life. The aim of life is back to home, back to God. We are part and parcel of God. Somehow or other, we are in this material existence. So, aim is, again, come to our spiritual life, spiritual existence. Well, there is no struggle for existence, blissful, happy life. Actually, we want happiness, blissful life. That is not possible in the material world. That is in the spiritual world. That is the aim. So, every human being should be given chance. That is real education. But that is called sanskara. So, this sanskara, there are not only the sanskara. So, this age it is very difficult. But, if one chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra without any offense, being trained up by the spiritual master, all the sanskars automatically become done and he comes to his original spiritual position. Aham Brahmasmi, I am spirit soul. Krishna is part of Brahma. I am Brahma. As Arjuna said, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhava. Krishna is also Brahma, I am also Brahma. That is Supreme Brahma, I am minute Brahma. So, my business is to serve Krishna. That is, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Jivel Sarupa, Nitya Krishna, Lord. So if he engages himself in his original spiritual business to act as the servant of Krishna, then all reformation is done. So that advantage is given in this age. Kirtanadiva Krishna Samukta Sangapana. Reformatory process is meant for purifying. So he becomes Mukta Sangha. Mukta Sangha means liberated from all this bad association of material existence. And he becomes eligible to go back to home, back to Godhead. So, this is the special advantage. The question is whether they should be revived. They should be revived to the lowest necessity. But all of them cannot be revived in this age. But people should be induced to take to chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then all reformation will automatically become manifest and he will come to the spiritual platform, Brahma Bhuta, the realization of Brahma. Then Prasannatma, he will be happy, there is no lamentation, there is no undesirable hankering. Nasochati natankati. He sees everyone on the spiritual platform, sama sarvesu bhutesu. In this way, he comes to the platform of devotional service and then his life becomes successful. Is that question answered or not?
Yes, just one question I had. You said that the sanskaras should be revived to the lowest
minimum possible way. Just like to make him a Brahman. So, to become a Brahman, these four things are essential. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gang. This must be done. You cannot avoid wholesale.
You cannot avoid?
Wholesale.
Wholesale.
You must avoid at least sinful activities. Jesam antagatam papam janaran punyakarmanam si dandamaha nirmukta bhajanti maan virambhata. You cannot become a devotee unless you are completely sinless. So, to become completely sinless, you have to begin with this fourth prohibitory injunction. Avoid sinful activity like illicit sex, meat eating, smoke, intoxication and gang. Then he will be gradually completely sinless. One side to practice this and another side to engage yourself in devotional service. To engage oneself in devotional service under the order of spiritual master and the shastra means to remain on the transcendental platform. Transcendental platform means there is no sinful activity. It is above. Sinful, pious and sinful activities are there so long you are on the material platform. But when you are on the transcendental platform, then you are automatically without sin. Mancha bhavichalini bhakti yogi na jasirvati sagunan samati karitan brahma vasugaya. Life of vice and life of piety, and they are within this material one. But when one is spiritually engaged, he is above this spiritual plane. Sagunan, Samati, Dayatan, Brahma, Bhuyar. So, one side voluntarily accepting this privatory process, he can keep it open for himself.
What does he do? Tend to leave the door open.
The whole thing is that if you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and give up these sinful activities, automatically you become reformed, come to the spiritual platform, and in this way your life will become successful.
Can we go on to the next question, sir? Question 14. It is said that the Karma Kanda in the Vedas has almost gone out of use, except for a few rites which remain in vogue, for marriage, shraddhas, etc. Is it advisable to revive the Karma Kanda with its stress on the performance of various yajñas?
So, well, that is not possible in taking consideration of the times are concerned. It is not possible. There are different kinds of karma kanda or yajna. It is expensive also. And there is no expert Brahmin to guide how to perform this yajna. So Kali Yuga, it is not possible to perform yajnas. Tīte jadhyāto viṣṇum tathāya tītāṁ jajato makhai. In the Tīta Yuga, yajnas are possible. Japare parichajya kalautan hariki jana. In this age of Kali Yuga, the real yajna is hariki jana. Yajnai sankirtanai prayai jajanti hi sumedasa. That for those who are intelligent, having good brain substance, they take to this yajna, sankirtan yajna. And practically you are experiencing simply by sankirtan yajna, even the lowest person in the sinful activities, he is becoming purified. So, karma kanda is to revive them in this age is not possible. Neither jnana kanda. That is also not possible. People are so full and understand that it is impossible. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, he has condemned karma kanda jnana kanda. Even it is properly done. Karma kanda by performing ritualistic ceremonies of karma kanda, you can go to the heaven planet. But what is the benefit there? You can enjoy their materialistic way of life in a higher standard. That's all. You can live for a very, very long duration of period. But does that mean that you become immortal? The demigods, they are called Amara. Amara means they have got very long duration of life. Does that mean he is immortal? So by karma kanda, you can elevate yourself to the higher pattern system, even if it is properly done. And now it is not possible to do it properly. And even if it is properly done, there is condemn. It is not equal. Similarly, jnana kanda, even if it is properly done, you can merge yourself into the Brahma effulgence. That is also not safe, because in the Shastra we see that arujya kichena parang padang tata patanti adha. Even one merges oneself into the impersonal Brahma, he again falls down. Patanti adha. We have seen practical in India, many sannyasis, they elevate themselves by jnana kanda. But because they cannot stay, they again come to the karma kanda, philanthropy activities and hospitals and schools. That is their fall down. So, as an in karma kanda or jnana kanda, you cannot achieve the real purpose of life. That Narottama Das Thakur has said, karmakanda, jnanakanda, sakali bishera bhanda. Either you accept karmakanda or jnanakanda, the different parts of poison. Amrita bolia deva khai. By mistake, you take poison. And death is inevitable. Similarly, by karmakanda, jnanakanda, nobody can derive any actual benefit. By upasana kanda, that is Vedas, Vedic, ritualistic ceremony means there are three kandas, karma kanda, jnana kanda and upasana kanda. So, upasana kanda, there are recommendations of many Vasudeva, many demigods, but the best upasana is Vishnu upasana. Vishnu Aradhanam, Aradhananam Sarvisham, Vishnu Aradhanam Param, Om Tad Vishnam Paramam Param. There are different types of upasana recommendation, but the Vishnu Aradhanam, worshipping Lord Vishnu, that is the supreme. That is supreme. So gradually, there is elevation to karma kanda, jnana kanda, upasana kanda. But in the Kali Yuga, all these things are not possible to revive. Best directly giving the best upasana kanda, Vishnu upasana, bhakti, everything will be automatically achieved by bhakti mahal.
The next question, Srila Prabhupada, 15. Hinduism has been defined as a way of life.
Yes. Actually, it is the way. I have already described it. It is not a sectarianism like Muslimism, Christianism, or thisism. Hinduism also now one of them. Actually, it is a way of life, varnasam dharma. How to become elevated to the spiritual platform. So that begins by the varnasam dharma, to select persons according to his capacity to different varnas. Some of them selected, trained as brahmana, some of them trained as kshatriya, some of them as vaishya, some of them as remains. Those who cannot take any training, they are sudras. Sindhyas, there must be social division, not by birth, but by education. Chatutvarna Vayasam Gunakarma Vibhag. That we have lost. The so-called Hinduism, they have lost. And because they did not follow real Varnasam Dharma, therefore India, so many renegades, Muslims, became, once they become Muslim, there was no reformation. But according to a Vedic principle, even one is fallen, he can be raised to the highest standard. Manghi pārta papās sitta dhīpīśu pāpajona. One may saṁskārāt pavidhīja. And Sanātana Goswami said that dasā kāṅcana kāṅ jāti, kāṅca raso vidhānata, tathā dikkhā vidhānena, vijattam jāti dinā. As by chemical process, the bell metal can be turned into gold by adding with it mercury. This is a chemical process. If you can add the bell metal proportionately mercury, then it will turn into gold. Here is the process given in the Shastra. If you are able to do it, you can do it. Thank God. So the bell metal. So the example is given that as the bell metal, base metal, can be turned into gold by chemical process. Similarly, by Dikkha Vidhani, by proper initiation, by the bona fide spiritual master, everyone can be turned into Dija, twice born. Dijattam jayate nina. Nina means all men. There is no discrimination. That is only the Hindus, only the Indians, or only the so-called Brahmins can be turned. Everyone can be turned. That is the injunction. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to do that. Trying everyone to become a bona fide Brahmana. Without becoming a Brahmana, he cannot become Vaishnava. This perpetuity process is commanded in the Shastras. What is the question?
Hinduism has been defined as a way of life.
Yes, this is the way of life. That by reformatory process recommended in the Shastras, one should be elevated to the position of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra. Sudra means one who cannot take any reformation. But one who can take up the reformation, he can be situated as a Brahmana, as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya. This is not by birth, but by education, by training, that is recommended for the all human society, not for the Hindus or otherwise. Why Krishna says Papajoni? Papajoni, Siya Vishya, Sakha Sudra, they are also taken as Papajoni. And what to speak of the Sudras and Chandalas, they must be Papajoni. Only the Brahman, Kshatriya, they are taken as highly elevated matter. Nowadays, Kalau Sudra Sambhava, in this age, he cannot distinguish who is Brahman, who is Kshatriya, who is a Vaishya, who is a Sudra. It is accepted that everyone is a Sudra, because there is no reformation. So, according to Pancharatri Vidhi, everyone should be given the chance of becoming a Vaishnava, a Dija. That is a recommendation of Hari Bhakti Vilas, that by the proper initiation process, everyone can be brought into the platform of Dija, twice born, and then he becomes. After initiation, his second birth is there, Samskara-dhavid-dija. Then he is allowed to read the scripture, Vedopada-dhavid-vipra. He becomes vipra. Then when he really comes to the knowledge of Brahma, and his relationship with Brahma, and acts accordingly, then he is Brahmana. And when he is perfectly situated in the eternal relationship with God, Vishnu, then he becomes a Vaishnava. That is perfection of it.
Is this practical in the present context?
Yes, we are doing it. See, even one has eyes to see, they can see how we are accepting the Papa journey, so-called Papa journey, to become the topmost Vaishnava. That is possible. Unless it is possible, how it is being done all over the world? There is no consideration. The process is so effective that it is being done. They are taking it as proselytization. But it's not proselytization. Proselytization means it is superfluous.
Proselytization is
superfluous. If one is Hindu, you make him a Christian. You change the name. But what is the use of changing the name? If you do not reform him about his character, simply changing the name from Hindu to Muslim or Muslim to Christian, that does not make any difference.
This next question is rather interesting. Question 16. Is it not possible for all sections of Hindus, be they Advaitins, Dvaitins, or Vishishta Dvaitins, to come together instead of remaining isolated as warring factions?
Yeah. Dvaita and Advaita. This is the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bring all the Dvaitas and Advaitas in one platform to understand that he is essentially servant of God. The Advaitas, they are wrongly thinking that he is God himself. That is wrong, or not the proper way of thinking. How you can become God? God is Saraiśvajya Purna, full with six opulences, all powerful, all strength, all beauty, all opulence. So, this is artificial to think to become God. And this is Advaita. And Dvaitas, they think that one is different from God. God is separate from the living entity. Actually, from the Bhagavad Gita, we understand that God is always the supreme, and the living entities, they are subordinate. And in the Vedas also it is said, Nitya Nitya Ram Chaitana Chaitana Ram. Both of them are living entities, but God is the chief. The difference between the two, that God maintains other living entities. Ekojo Bhunam Vidudha Sikama. That is a fact. We are maintained, and God is the maintainer. We are predominated. We are not independent. And God is predominator. But because the predominated living entities, they are part and parcel of God. Therefore, in quality, they are one. This is Achintya Bhedabha, one and different. And the living entity is one in the sense because it's part and parcel of God. So if God is gold, the living entity is also gold. And that is one in quality. But God is great and we are mind small. In that way we are different. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has enunciated Achintya Bhedabha, inconceivable, simultaneously one and different. So that is real philosophy. So on this philosophy, everyone can come if they are reasonable. If they remain unreasonably stuck up in their own concocted, then it is difficult. Otherwise, this is the fact that the living entity is eternally part and parcel of God, sanatana. What is that verse? Find out. Mamai vāṅsa jīva bhūta jīva sanatana. 15 chapter.
Pramagam Shojiva Loke Jiva Buddha Sanatana Manasashtan Indriyani Prakriti Stani Kashati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditional life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind.
So if his eternal fragmental parts, how he can become one with the whole? The part is never equal to the whole. That is the axiomatic truth. This is wrong concept. So, become like God. The Mahavadis are trying to become God. That is impossible. They let them remain godly. Godly means servant of God. That will make him perfection. His life perfect. The Vaishnava philosophy is to remain, to act as servant of God. That is perfect. And if the servant tries to become like the master, that is artifice. Although in the spiritual world, there is no difference between the master and the servant. Just like the boy, Krishna's cowherd boy's friend, they do not know Krishna is God. They are playing with him on equal terms. When Krishna is defeated in the play, he has to take his friend on his shoulder and he dies on the shoulder. So, there is no such distinction who is God and who is not God. That is spiritual conception. But the difference is always there. God and the part and parcel. Kṛta-pumna-pumya. We can attain that position after many, many lives, pious activities. That is stated in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, itthaṁ brahma-sukhānu-bhutyā dāsaṅgatānāṁ parado-yuvatena māyāsitānāṁ narudārathena sādhaṁ vidarhu kṛta-pumna-pumya. These boys are playing with Krishna. Who is Krishna? He is the essence of brahma-sukha, para-brahma. So these boys are playing with para-brahma. Itthaṁ brahma sukhānu bhutyā dāsaṅgatānāṁ parado-yuvatena. And for the devotee, he is the Supreme Master. And for the ordinary man, he is the ordinary child. But these other children who are playing, they have got this position. Kṛta-pumna-pumya, after many, many births, pious activity, now I have got this position, playing with Krishna on equal terms. So, this is the conception of devotional service, that when you go to the Goloka Vrindavan, you cannot distinguish, but they have got unflinching love for Krishna. That is Vrindavan life. The cows, the calves, the trees, the flowers, the water, the elderly men, Nanda Maharaj, and Yashoda Mai, everyone is at the center point is Krishna. Everyone is loving Krishna. And there is no such knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Person. Sometimes they see Krishna's wonderful activity and they talk and Krishna may be some demigod. He has come here. But they could never recognize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. When Krishna passed some dangerous position, so many demons were coming. Mother Yashoda was chanting some mantra to protect Krishna, that he may not be put into some calamity. They never understood that Krishna is the Supreme Person. But their natural love for Krishna, so intense, therefore, Vrindavan life is so exalted. Arang, that is called Arantha Bhagavan Vrijasutanaya Saddhama Vrindavanam. Rāva Chaitanya Mahāprabhu says, the first of all, Krishna, the Vrijanda Nandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj, he is Arantha. Saddhama Vrindavanam, and his dham, he is abhorred. Vrindavan is also worshipable. They are equal. Vrindavan dham and Krishna, they are equal. So, these are higher standard of understanding. Unless one is devotee, purified, he cannot understand that to become one with God is not the sublime idea. In Vrindavan, one wants to become the father and mother of God, to control God. That is Mahabhadis cannot understand, Advaita Vadi. This is to be understood by the pure devotees. What is the benefit to become equal with God? just become equal. Other Vaishnava philosophy could not explain our relationship with God, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the higher relationship with God, that is called Vatsalya Rasa and Madhurya Rasa. Especially Madhurya Rasa. Anarpita Charinchirat Karunayavati Nakalo Samatpayatam Unnata Ujjala Rasang Savaptisya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave information of the Madhurya Rasa, that our relationship can be with Krishna in conjugal love. So, unless one comes to the platform of devotional service, one cannot understand. But for general understanding, this philosophy of Achintya Bhedare, simultaneously one and different, that is explained in this verse, Mamai Vamsa Jiva Bhuta, living entity is a part and parcel of God, such as if God is God, then living entities are also God. This is equality in quality. But God is great and we are always subordinate. Eka johunang virudhati kaman. We are protected, we are maintained, we are predominated. That is our position. We cannot attain the position of predominator. That is not possible.
Next question, Srila Prabhupada, question 17. What is the future of Hinduism?
There is no future, it is already gone. The future is already there. And what do you want more? Future. A man was beaten with food, and he said that he has threatened me to insult me. So if he is beaten with food, then what insult remains to be done again? So, Hinduism now finished. Now, take to the process of Krishna's order. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. Teach this teaching of Bhagavad Gita to the whole world. Not only Hinduism, Christianism and Muslimism, everything is gone. And even it is not God. Krishna says, give up all this nonsense. Sarvadharman parityajya. Give up Hinduism, Muslimism, Christianism. Simply surrender and commit. That is to be preached all over the world, and that is being effective. So, if the Hindus are interested in Bhagavad Gita, which was spoken in Hindustan, in the land of Hindus, they must seriously take to this instruction of Krishna and combine together and preach all over the world and make others benefited and themselves benefited. That is the only way. There is no other second way.
Next question. Question number 18. As the world is coming to be divided into just two classes, atheist and theist, is it not advisable for all religions to come together? And what positive steps can be taken in this direction?
That is already taken, already explained. This Krishna consciousness of man, the atheist class and theist class, they will exist always. This is material world. Even at home, the father is atheist, Hiranyakashipu, and the son is theist. So, even at home, the father and the son differ. So that atheist class and theist class man will always exist in family, in community, in nation, in as you go. But the theist class should take to the proposition of the Bhagavad Gita and takes her shelter at his lotus feet, giving up so-called religious principles. That is oneness. Religion without conception of God is humbug, bogus. Diligence means to accept the order of God. So if you have no conception of God, if you do not know who is God, so there is no question of accepting His order. It is stated in the Vedic literature, dharmam tu shasanam bhagavat pranitam. Find out this verse in the sixth canto.
The sixth canto, third chapter, text 19. When challenged by the Vishnu Dutas to describe the principles of religion, the Yamadutas said, Veda Pranahito Dharma, the religious principles are the principles enacted in the Vedic literature. They did not know, however, that the Vedic literature contains ritualistic ceremonies that are not transcendental, but are meant to keep peace and order amongst materialistic persons in the material world. Real religious principles are nishtrigunya, above the three modes of material nature, or transcendental. The Yamadutas did not know these transcendental religious principles, and therefore, when prevented from arresting Ajamil, they were surprised. Materialistic persons who attach all their faith to the Vedic rituals are described in Bhagavad Gita 2.42, wherein Krishna says, Vedavada rata patananya dashditi vadina. The supposed followers of the Vedas say that there is nothing beyond the Vedic ceremony. Indeed, there is a group of men in India who are very fond of the Vedic rituals, not understanding the meaning of these rituals, which are intended to elevate one gradually to the transcendental platform of knowing Krishna. Vidaischa savar ahameva veja. Those who do not know this principle, but who simply attach their faith to the Vedic rituals, are called Vedavada Rata. Herein it is stated that the real religious principle is that which is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That principle is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Savadharman Parijagya Manakam Sarnam Braja. One should give up all other duties and surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the real religious principle everyone should follow. Even though one follows Vedic scriptures, one may not know this transcendental principle, for it is not known to everyone. To say nothing of human beings, even the demigods in the upper planetary systems are unaware of it. This transcendental religious principle must be understood from the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly, or from His special representative, as is stated in the next verses. Swayambho Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapila Manu Pralado Janako Bhishmo Vali Vaya Sakivayam Dwada Saite Vijanino Dhamam Bhagavatam Bata Guyam Vishudam Do Bodham Yam Gyatva Mritamashnute. Lord Brahma, Bhagavan Narad, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Swayambhuva Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, and I myself know the real religious principle. My dear servants, this transcendental religious principle, which is known as Bhagavat Dham, or surrender unto the Supreme Lord and love for
people,
Him.
These Mahajans, they know what is the principles of religion. Religion means Bhagavad Dharma, to understand God and our relationship with God. That is religion. You may call it Hindu religion or Muslim religion or Christian religion, but real religion is that which teaches how to love God. Savi Pungshan Parva Dharma Jato Bhakti Radhakaji. By following the religious system, you come to the platform of loving God, then your religious system is perfect. Otherwise, it is a simply waste of time, bogus religion, without conception of God. So, unless one understands what is God and what He says, and we have to abide by that order, then we are religious, and there is religion, and there is God, and there is everything complete.
This is off the record, but one may ask if someone like Christ or Moses, who is not mentioned amongst the Mahajans, presents some sort of religion.
The Mahajans, there is in Christian Messiah. There is Mahajan. And later on, after Christ, there is so many other, St. Matthew, St. Thomas, they're like that. The Mahajan is mentioned there. How can you say there is no Mahajan?
Well, at least amongst these...
Mahajan means who is strictly following the original religion. That is called Mahajan. Or who knows the things as they are. They are called Mahajan. And that is Parampara system. That's the Arjuna. Arjuna is learning Bhagavad Gita directly from Krishna. He is Mahajan. So you learn from Arjuna. And after hearing Bhagavad Gita, as Arjuna acted, as Arjuna understood Krishna, you follow that, then Mahajana Jena Gata Sapandha. Then you are following the Mahajan, you are on the real path. Just like we are, here it is said Mahajan, Svayambhu. Svayambhu means Brahma, Lord Brahma. So how is this Sampradaya, Gaudiya Sampradaya, is Brahma Sampradaya. And Svayambhu, Narada. Narada is also in the Brahma Sampradaya. And Shambhu, Lord Shiva, he is also Mahajan. He has got his Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya. And similarly, Sri Sampradaya. So all these sampradaya, we must follow. Sampradaya, Vihina, this mantra, Sri Vipanama. If you do not belong to sampradaya, Mahajan, then you are useless. You cannot concoct any religious system. So either you be Christian or Hindu, it doesn't matter. You have to follow the man. If a Christian says, I don't believe in Saint Thomas, what kind of Christian? Similarly, it doesn't matter who is there. But real Mahajan is he who is strictly following the principle as enunciated by God. That is the religious system. Otherwise, there is no religion. There is no question of religion. It is simply concoction. Manodharma. Mental speculation. Mental speculation is not religion. Religion is the order of Krishna, and one who follows that order is religion. Yes.
This next question, Srila Prabhupada, question 19.
Now, this question is clear, just
yeah, so far I can understand, you're saying that there's no need to label that there's one religion in the world. Rather, everyone can...
One religion is there, already. That, how to love God. This is one religion. Will the Christian say, no, we don't want to love God. Will the Christian say? Will the Mohammedan say, no, no, we don't want to love God. So religion means how to love God. And any religion which teaches how to love God, that is perfect. It doesn't matter whether it's Christian or Muslim or Hindu, it doesn't matter. You have to be educated to take your degree. It doesn't matter from which college you take degree. Similarly, religion means you have to learn how to love God. If you have no love for God, it is all useless. That is not religion. Sarmanta Sarsad Bhagavat Padya. Sakshad Bhagavan Krishna says, you surrender unto. You cannot surrender unto love. You are surrendered to me. I am also an Indian. Because you have love for me, that's what they say. If I say that you die, you'll die. Why? Because you love me. So when there will be surrender? Unless one loves God. Unless that platform is not there, that I love you, I can sacrifice everything for you. That is on the basic principle of love. Therefore, that religion is perfect, which teaches the followers how to love God. This is the religious principle. So let everyone come to this platform, how to love God. That is Krishna consciousness. We are teaching nothing, but training them how to love God. How they can sacrifice everything for God. That is religion. Otherwise it is a bogus, waste of time. Simply following the ritualistic ceremonies. very not. That is superfluous. Dharmasyanusthitapumsa vishakshena kathasujat no padayadra tingyadi sramayeva hi kevanam. You are very good. You are following your religious principle very strictly, adherently, just like that. But what about your love of God? Well, that I do not know. So I said, samayeva, it is simply waste of time and simply laboring. That's all. If you have not learned to love God, then what is the meaning of your religion? Then when you actually on the platform of love of God, do you understand your relationship with God? That I am part and parcel of God. Not only I am part and parcel of God, the dog is also part and parcel of every living entity. Then you extend love for animal also. If we actually love God, then your love for insect also is there. Because you understand that this insect, it has got a different body only, but he is also part and parcel of my brother. Samasarvesu bhute. Then you cannot maintain sranarau. If you maintain sranarau, and deserve the order of Christ, thou shalt not kill. And you proclaim yourself as Christian or Hindu or this. That is not me. Then samaya vaikata. You are going to the temple and church and everything is simply waste of time. Samaya vaikata. Because you do not understand God. You have no love for God. That is going on all over the world. The stamping and some sect, but there is near no real religion. So, in order to bring them all in one platform, they have to accept the principles of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you do not accept in the beginning Krishna, that he is the Supreme, then you try to understand that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is education. There is somebody supreme. So, if I say, because I am Hindu, I am Indian, that Krishna is the supreme, you may say, then why Krishna is Indian? No, he is God. That's like the sun rises first in India, then comes to Europe. But that does not mean the sun is different. Similarly, Krishna also appeared in India. Now he has come to Western country, Krishna consciousness movement. You try to understand why that Krishna is not God or God. But he is God. There is no doubt about it. If you have got intelligence to understand what is God, then try to understand. And he is God without it. So take the Krishna consciousness and abide by the order of Krishna, then everyone comes on the same platform, religious platform, one religion, Krishna consciousness.
Question 19, this is...
Now this is clear, Abba.
Oh, yes.
Anyone? We are part and parcel of Krishna. Our business is to surrender to Him. And Krishna personally advises that you surrender unto me, I shall give you all protection. This is religion.
Sometimes we meet people in our preaching activities, they may, of course, claim to be very devout Christian or Muslim. But at the same time, they will blaspheme Krishna. Is it possible that such persons can actually be associates of God?
It is. Just like in our Krishna consciousness movement, there are so many Christians, so many Jews, so many Mohammedans, Hindus, everyone is there. It is a question of understanding. in the beginning. But if he's serious to understand what is God, then he'll accept Krishna, Krishna Prema.